Welcome to the Dr. Dez Says It's All Your Immunity podcast. Do you have the flu, a cold, or COVID? Over the past few weeks, I have received questions about how to differentiate between the symptoms of influenza, which we will hereafter refer to as the flu, a cold, or COVID-19. In this episode, we'll go over the traits of each of these illnesses, focusing on the hallmark signs of each. Then we will take more of a deep dive into the specific traits of COVID-19 and what exactly is going on with each of these symptoms. Then we will discuss what scientists and doctors know about them at this time. And before we begin, of course, I have to give you this disclaimer. I am not giving any medical advice. All medical decisions need to be made by you, your doctor, and any close circle of friends and family who are your advisors. I am going to give you the latest in CDC recommendations and give you my knowledge of the science of immunology and molecular biology as it pertains to COVID-19. And as always, if you have any questions for me, you can reach me on Twitter at Dr. Dez Says 1, on Facebook at Dr. Dez Says, and on Instagram at Dr. Dez Says. First of all, people have asked me, how do you know if you have COVID-19? And when I delve deeper with them, many are actually specifically asking, how do you know if you have the flu, a cold, or COVID? I'm just going to give you some general rules of thumb, but I urge you that if you suspect you have COVID-19 or you just don't know, please see a healthcare professional as soon as possible to get a diagnosis and a treatment plan. And if you are experiencing severe shortness of breath, please call 911 and get to an emergency room. Now, rule of thumb number one, a cold is different from the flu and COVID-19. People who have a cold experience some or all of the following: chills, cough, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, sneezing, postnasal drip, and watery eyes. Those people who just have the cold will not experience a fever. That is the main thing to remember. If you have a cold, you will not have a fever. So it is crucial that you have a good working thermometer to be constantly taking your temperature if you display these symptoms and talk to your healthcare professional. Now, rule of thumb number two. The flu is different and unique from COVID-19. People who have the flu experience some or all of the following: fever or chills, cough, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea and vomiting, and diarrhea. It is important that you be able to distinguish the flu from the cold. And the main difference is an elevated temperature or fever. Now, rule number three, COVID-19 is just different and unique. People who have COVID-19 experience some or all of the following: fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, and or diarrhea. Let's summarize this all by looking at this strictly through the lens of COVID-19. Now, all three have the chills, cough, sore throat, and congestion or runny nose in common. If you're worried about COVID compared to the cold, then you should be on alert for additional symptoms such as fever, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, and new loss of taste or smell. And this would also distinguish COVID from the flu. If you have the symptoms of shortness of breath or difficulty breathing and a new loss of taste or smell, those are the two distinguishing symptoms of COVID-19 as compared to the flu. Both have fever, both have so many of the symptoms of fatigue and muscle ache and headache. In particular, the shortness of breath, the new loss of taste and smell, that are the telltale signs that something more than the flu is going on. You may indeed have COVID. So when we say shortness of breath, what do we mean by shortness of breath? How does that feel? Different people have different experiences with COVID-19. Some people don't have issues breathing while others do. Shortness of breath can lead to a very severe case of COVID-19 that requires you to be on a ventilator. So let's focus on what some of the physical manifestations of shortness of breath actually are. And remember, it's important to get help quickly if you relate to having any of these symptoms. You can't fill your lungs with air. The need to pant. You can't hold your breath. It's like you're gasping for air. Every inhale makes you cough. Feels like you are suffocating. And you are experiencing chest tightness or pain with breathing. Watch for the red flags which require immediate care. These red flags require you to call 911 if you have shortness of breath associated with persistent pain or pressure in the chest, mental confusion, or bluish lips or a bluish face. So, how is COVID-19 affecting your lungs and causing this shortness of breath? The SARS coronavirus 2 that causes COVID-19 attacks your lungs, which causes the shortness of breath. In a healthy functioning lung, there is a lining of skin called the epithelial layer that catches and clears out things like debris, such as pollen and dust, as well as viruses. This clearing process helps lungs take in oxygen from the air you breathe unobstructed. This epithelial layer is just like the skin on your outer body, and other internal organs of the body have the same covering as well. The epithelial layers are always your immune system's first line of defense against infection and injury. In the early days of a COVID infection, the novel coronavirus rapidly invades cells in the respiratory system. COVID-19 attacks and damages the epithelial cell lining in the airways, and this floods the airways with debris and fluids. Without the epithelial lining, your lungs have to work much harder than normal to get oxygen inside your lungs, which gives you the feeling of shortness of breath. You are literally trying to breathe with an obstruction in your lungs. If you are experiencing these symptoms, please, as quickly as you can, seek medical attention. It is vital for your health. Meanwhile, it is also important to remember, if this shortness of breath is your only symptom, without a cough or a fever or none of the other underlying symptoms of the COVID-19, something other than this coronavirus disease is the likely problem. However, you must talk to a medical professional for a diagnosis and a treatment plan. So how is COVID-19 affecting the brain, which causes neurological symptoms of COVID-19 infection? Neurological symptoms seen in people with COVID-19 include the loss of smell, the inability to taste, muscle weakness, tingling and numbness in the hands and feet, dizziness, confusion, delirium, and seizures. Some people with neurological symptoms tested positive for COVID-19, but did not have any of the other respiratory symptoms like coughing or difficulty breathing. However, others experienced both the neurological and the respiratory symptoms. That's why it's crucial to talk to a medical professional. At this time, experts do not know how the SARS coronavirus 2 causes neurological symptoms. It may be a direct result of the infection or an indirect consequence of the inflammation or altered oxygen levels caused by the virus. But at this point, it still needs a lot of research to understand the underlying causes. Well, I hope this cleared some of these questions up. And until the next time, this is Dr. Desiree Barrett, or Dr. Des to those that follow me on the YouTube channel. It's All Your Immunity with Dr. Des, and at Twitter at Dr. Des Says 1. And as always, I wish you health and some food for thought. And remember, Dr. Des says, it's all your immunity.